Welcome. Thank you so much. It is the good stuff, and we're happy that you've tuned in. We're going to talk a little bit before we get started about Tri-State Livestock News because they're good stuff too. They are your guide to agriculture for those who value their rural roots. If you're looking for successful breeder information, if you want to immerse yourself in the thrill of rodeo news or explore exciting upcoming events, Tri-State Livestock News is the right place to go. It's what ranchers read, and they're wishing you Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
I'll bet they're going to have something in there about the NFR.
I'll bet they will.
I'll bet they will.
Indeed.
TK Angus, East of Valentine, big bull sale coming up here. It's a reputation her. Their 41st annual bull and female production sale. It starts at 11:30 at the ranch just east of Valentine on the 16th, selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 32-year-old bulls, and 50 spring calving females. You could bid online at DV Auction if you can't be there in person on the seats, and you can check things out at tkangus.com.
And Merry Christmas, and safe driving, of course, for the holidays from WW Tire Service. That's 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. Shane and the crew say happy holidays.
What did you dig out of the good stuff pile for today?
Christmas at Rockaway Rest.
Okay.
'Twas the night before Christmas at Rockaway Rest, and all of us seniors were looking our best. Our glasses, how sparkly, our wrinkles, how merry, our punch bowl held prune juice plus 3 drops of sherry. A bed sock was taped to each walker in hopes that Santa would bring us soft candy and soap. We surely were lucky to be there with friends, secure in this residence and in our depends. Our grandkids have sent us some Christmassy crafts, like angels in snowsuits and penguins on rafts. The dental assistant had borrowed our teeth, and from them she'd crafted a holiday wreath. The bedpans, so shiny, all stood in a row, reflecting our candles' magnificent glow. Our supper, so festive, the joy wouldn't stop, was creamy, warm oatmeal with sprinkles on top. Our salad was jello, so jiggly and great, then puree of fruitcake was spooned on each plate. The social director then had us play games like, "Where are you living?" and "What are your names?" Old Grandfather Looper was feeling his oats, proclaiming that reindeer were nothing but goats. Our resident wanderer tied to her chair in hopes that at bedtime she still would be there. Security lights on the new fallen snow made outdoors seem noon to the old folks below. Then out on the porch there arose such a clatter, but we are so deaf it just didn't matter. A strange little fellow flew in through the door, then tripped on the sill and fell flat on the floor. 'Twas just our director, all jogged out in red. He jiggled and chuckled and patted each head. We knew from the way that he strutted and jived, our social security checks had arrived. We sang, how we sang in our monotone croak, till the clock tinkled out its soft 8 p.m. stroke. And soon we were snuggling deep in our beds while nurses distributed nocturnal meds. And so ends our Christmas at Rockaway Rest. For long you'll be with us. We wish you the best. Now, that's author unknown, but I think that was by choice. I don't think they wanted to put their name on that
one. They might have wanted to be anonymous on that.
Oh, but it is quite amusing.
Well, it seems like we've gone full swing into Christmas, just being, a little over 10 days away, something like that?
Indeed.
So, this is Santa's secret identity. The little boy secretly followed a department store Santa to the changing room. The man came out in his street clothes, ready to go home. The boy popped out. "I knew it!" Nervously, the man looked around, asked, "Knew what?" Smiling ear to ear, the little boy leaned in close and whispered, "I knew that Santa wouldn't be able to keep an eye on all the little girls and boys without a secret identity." The man smiled, nodding, "Just make sure not to tell anyone." The little boy nodded enthusiastically. "I won't, the boy paused, looking around cautiously before adding, "I mean, Kris Kringle."
Very good. Let us leave you with a little wisdom. Ability may get you to the top, but it takes character to keep you there. And a genuine odyssey is not about building up experiences. It is about deeply felt, risky, unpredictable tour of the soul by Thomas Moore.
And folks, if you have something to share with us on the good stuff, time's getting short for Christmas, but hey, New Year's is always coming up. Send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. And thanks again for listening to the good stuff.